from the Cruise Radio Studio in Jacksonville, Florida. This is Cruise News Today with Doug Barker.
Here's your cruise news for Sunday, January 30th, 2022. The story of luxury cruise line Crystal Cruises keeps taking one bizarre turn after another. Crystal Serenity, which was scheduled to end its cruise yesterday in Aruba, was denied entry into the port. The ship is now en route to Bimini, where it'll debark guests on Monday and ferry them back to Florida to fly home. Last Sunday, it was the same thing for Crystal Symphony as it ended its cruise unexpectedly in Bimini after a U.S. federal judge issued a seizure warrant for over $4 million in unpaid fuel bills. The ship went right on over to Bimini to avoid Miami. After Serenity docks, the only vessel still in service from Crystal will be its expedition ship and Antarctica, which is scheduled to wrap up soon. And the Queen Mary could be getting a new lease on life over in Long Beach, California. In early 2020, the floating hotel was boarded up and shut down after needing millions of dollars in immediate repairs. Now, the city of Long Beach is set to begin a series of critical repairs, the first phase totaling $5 million. The hope is to reopen the ship to the public after phase one of the repairs is complete, which includes reinforcing steel and removing lifeboats that are causing stress on the side of the ship. The Queen Mary has been in California since 1967 and was a popular hotel for cruise guests sailing out of Los Angeles ports. And finally, on Thursday, Carnival's Mardi Gras came to the aid of a boat off the coast of Mexico. A watchman on the navigational bridge spotted a fishing boat broken down with 10 migrants on board. The ship altered course and headed to the broken-down boat. No one was in need of medical attention, so the deck team provided the migrants with enough fuel and provisions to make it back to the mainland. This was the second time in 2 weeks that a Carnival ship came to the rescue of a distressed boat. On January 19th, Carnival Freedom came across a broken-down vessel and stayed with them until the Coast Guard arrived. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. This is, what, day 14 for me? I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. See you tomorrow.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.